Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
I am Locked On Houston Astros, and I hope that you listen to the Locked On Astros podcast daily, your team every day. I'm H-Town Wheelhouse. You can find me on Twitter at H-Town Wheelhouse. You can also find the show at Locked On Astros. I'm flying solo again tonight. Eric, though, you can find him at Eric Talk Stros, and you can find me also at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive. Always Stros. Well, the Houston Astros fell again, and they have fallen in 8 of their last 9 games. They are on a torrid stretch right now. The Oakland A's pitcher, Sean Manaea, carried a perfect game into the 6th inning, and they didn't need much after that, as Houston only mustered 1 run. The Oakland A's win 3-1. They improved their record to 27-15, 18-7 at home. The Houston Astros are 22-23, 6-17 away. And the only two players to get a hit today were Josh Reddick and Aledmys Diaz. Josh Reddick got a double, and once again, the offense falls short. Jose Urquidy came in. He pitched 6 innings. He only gave up 2 earned runs. He did only have 1 strikeout. He did have 3 walks. But when you come in off of an injury, you would expect 6 innings of 1 run ball, actually 2 run ball, and only 1 home run, that you should be able to walk away with some sort of a win. Now, Andre Scrub came in 2/3 of an inning. He was also charged a run. Brad Peacock only pitched 1/3 of an inning, had a walk. Oh my gosh, these walks are killing me. We had 6 walks again today. We had 6 walks and 1 strikeout. Brendan Bielak came in. He pitched 1 inning, gave up 2 hits, but the Astros pitching did not do enough. They actually didn't do terrible. And one of the things I want to talk about is the Astros ERA against the Oakland A's. This is insane. The Astros ERA in their 10 games against the Oakland A's is 3.81. That's not bad against a powerful Oakland A's lineup. You would think if your team, your pitching, had a 3.81 ERA against a powerful lineup, a lineup that hits home runs, that scores, that hits doubles, that has hitters at the plate, you would be able to win more than a single game or two. You think you would be able to win a series, to win 2 out of 3, to sweep a series, but not this year. The Houston Astros, I think right now, are lost. I know that Bregman said that all phases of the game are bad, that they need to get better, they need to improve every day, and it's just sad. Josh Reddick, after the game, was quoted as saying this: "Nothing is going our way. Everything is going the other guy's way. I think today was pretty disheartening because we hit a lot of balls hard off Manaea. We got some barrels to balls, and they were just right at some guys. And if they weren't, they seemed to make the plays. So here's the deal. I'm tired of exit velocity. I'm tired of barreled. How many barreled balls did we have? How many plus 105 mile an hour exit velocity hits did we have? That doesn't mean jack crap. If you don't score runs, if you hit it at them, you're not hitting. I don't care if you're making contact. It doesn't mean a darn thing. What matters at the end is that you have more runs than the other team at the end of the game. Hendricks came in, got another save. He has 12 saves on the season. Sean Manaea is 4-2 now. He only had 4 strikeouts. He did nearly have a perfect game going into the 6th inning. But other than that, he didn't go up and fan 12 Astros. They managed 5 strikeouts. Not a single player had more than 1 strikeout. But this lineup is just in shambles right now. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, when you go down the lineup and you're number 7 and eight hitter are the only guys to get hits. They were 1-for-2 with runners in scoring position. In two games, they've had four opportunities to hit guys in with runners in scoring position. Only four opportunities. That is not acceptable. The A's, now they only were 1-for-5, but they had five opportunities. They had a double. They had a home run from Olson. And so they had a two-out RBI. That was Olson's home run, was a two-out RBI. The Astros obviously didn't have that. And so it is just one of these frustrating runs. And it's hard to talk about it because you want your team to be successful. You want to think that they've turned the corner. They get a win. I mean, Oakland is just dominating. Oakland has, I guess, a swagger about them. But the Astros, I mean, we got to remember where we're at. We got to remember how we got here. Yes, most of our lineup is healthy. Alex Bregman is back. He's coming off a hamstring injury. But it is not the same team. Altuve is not out there. When you look at the lineup, Springer, Bregman, Brantley, Gurriel, Tucker, Correa, there's Reddick, Diaz, and Maldonado, but when you look at those top six players, you think, here's a lineup that can go out there and go against the best pitching and just hit the cover off the ball, get hits when they need it, run the bases, and score some runs. Well, it's 2020, and I don't think that is the case. Michael Brantley, who's 0-for-3, is still batting .310. He's the only hitter on the team batting over .300. Most of the guys are around .250. But when you look at the pitchers and the ERAs, of course, Brad Peacock has a high ERA because he hasn't pitched that much this year. But Andre Scrub is sporting a 1.47 ERA. And Brandon Belak's trying to bring that ERA back down. He's at 5.79. What is the answer? So you have to ask yourself, what's the game plan? See, here's what I want you to know. Is that sometimes you're going through life and you have a game plan, but you know you need an extra kick or an extra boost. So what I do is I make sure wherever I go, I have a Built Bar with me. Why? Because they've improved the Built Bar. It's even delicious-er. That's right. They have 18 amazing flavors. They have nut flavors and non-nut flavors. Three of their new flavors, cookies and cream, lemon almond cheesecake, and carrot cake. Now, I'll be real honest with you. I grabbed a carrot cake the other day. We got a variety box, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try carrot cake. I don't like carrot cake in real life, but I'm going to try this Built Bar. And oh my goodness, was it amazing. It's so good. It's 100% pure chocolate wrapped. There's not a single piece of the candy bar that's missing chocolate, and it's good for you. They are low calorie, low sugars, low in carbs, but high in protein. It is a phenomenal bar. I would go get it. Let me give you the stats though on the cookies and cream. 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and 4 grams of net carbs. That's right. So Built Bar has done this. They've reset a promo code for this launch. You use the code Locked On, and when you order, you get a free cooler with the purchase while supplies last. Use the promo code Locked On and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use the promo code Locked On for $10 off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Last night on the podcast, I had talked about Dusty Baker and how I wasn't a big fan of his. And I don't know that I've ever been fully convinced that he is the right man for the job. I really liked believing in the beginning that he was because of his experience, his tenure in the Major League Baseball, and his knowledge is impeccable. I actually saw someone tweet, and I apologize to the person who tweeted because I can't recall who it is off the top of my head, but they basically said that Dusty Baker reminds them of the Walter Matthau character, who was the Bad News Bears coach, but a sober version of that. And I thought that was quite hilarious, to be honest with you. So here is our segment that we like to call
Thoughts by Dusty.
When asked about the Astros game plan going into the game today, Dusty Baker said the following. I don't know what the game plan was actually, manager Dusty Baker said. I was in my office most of the day. You know, he throws strikes, and if you swing early, you have a chance to get out. And if you don't, it's a strike. How many rockets did we hit off of him? We hit some balls extremely hard off of him. We just didn't find any holes. This guy, Dusty Baker, he is a cool cat. I will give him this. I am totally entertained by his post-game comments. And I wouldn't say it's Bill Belichick-level press conference material or even Mike Leach-level press conference material, but gosh darn it, he has got his own way of saying things. And it's both hilarious and frustrating at the same time. And this actually, I wouldn't say sent Twitter into a firestorm, but I saw a few comments of people that I follow and they follow me back and they were just like, "This, we need to fire this guy. How do you not have a game plan?" And I don't know that Dusty didn't actually have a game plan, but you do have to understand this is a seasoned veteran and he's not going to go out and give you every comment you want. Now, he could give the canned responses, if y'all remember back to Biggio and Bagwell, and they just talked about how, you know, it's a team game, we got to be a team player, it's all about doing what's best for the team, or, you know, you have your Marshawn Lynch comments, you have your comments from various players like Arian Foster, who would just say these robotic answers just to upset the media. And I genuinely think Dusty Baker is being very transparent and real when he says these things. Because maybe he didn't know what the game plan was. Maybe he wasn't prepared for this game as a coach. We got to understand. Now look, I know when it comes to brass tacks and it comes to the season, you're professionals, you're supposed to be ready game in and game out. We don't know what's gone on. We don't know what goes on behind the scenes. Do I miss A.J. Hinch? Absolutely, 100%. I think that A.J. Hinch probably aided in the culture that was built there that I think was brought in and aided and abetted by Luno himself, this mindset that they had to do things certain ways. But A.J. Hinch had this control over the club. And I'm wondering if subconsciously this club has lost their way temporarily. They haven't lost the talent. It's still there. But the mentality isn't. They don't have the swag. And I really think they have taken a psychological hit because of the scandal. You can't deny that that has played a role negatively for the Houston Astros. And we are seeing it. And of course, much to the desires of opposing fans who can't wait to see nothing other than the failure of the Houston Astros. So I'm wondering, do we really care if the Astros win the World Series? I know my tone is completely different than it was last night, but what is the solution? Is JV going to come back? Are we going to see Justin Verlander at all? I heard he's throwing off the mound. I haven't heard a whole lot of detail about it. What about Jose Altuve? When is he going to be back? If he comes back, will he be, you know, babying that knee, nursing that knee where he's not going full speed? Kyle Tucker, is he now in a slump? He hasn't gotten a hit in like 20 at-bats now. He's gotten like one hit in the last 20-something at-bats. And so this non-hitting thing is systemic, is something that goes through. Infectious. Hitting is infectious. Hitting and pitching should go hand in hand. The only silver lining to this Dodgers weekend matchup after we leave Oakland is that everybody is expecting the Dodgers to absolutely obliterate the Astros. So, will this be a trap game, like I so incorrectly predicted the Houston Texans to beat the Chiefs in a trap game? The Chiefs caught in a Super Bowl hangover? Boy, was I sorely mistaken on that. I guess I was trying to be positive. I got invited to do an NFL carousel. I was the Houston Texans representative, and I tried to represent my team well. Apparently, according to those listening, I won the debate, so I got a W, but the Texans didn't. So they have the day off. Tomorrow is September 11th. And, you know, I would just like to say that September 11th is a day that we should never forget. It's a day that America took a blow that we had never, that we had not seen in quite some time. And in that time, when we were attacked on our soil, we came together as a nation. We came together from all walks of life. I remember, I don't know if you remember this, I remember on September 11th, Democrats, Republicans, and Independents all got together on Capitol Hill, and they sang God Bless America. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not getting into politics now, but we're about as divided as we get. And we were like, we'll never forget. We'll always be united. Man, have we lost that. So on September 11th, remember those first responders who gave their life. Remember those families who are still left behind, still grieving the loss of their loved ones, whether they were workers, whether they were rescuers, whether they were on those flights, just anybody impacted in a negative way. Remember that on September 11th, America, although we were attacked, it made us stronger. And that's what's great about this country, is we can come together in the face of adversity and be better. So maybe today, Friday, do something good for somebody. When you're in the line at Starbucks, pay for the person's drink behind them. If you see a police officer, if you see an ambulance driver, if you see a firefighter, heck, if you see a mailman, anybody, offer to pay for something, offer to buy them something, help them out, help somebody out. Let's be a better people, because September 11th is a day that we should never, ever forget. I had to say that. I couldn't stop the podcast without mentioning that. Thank you all so much for listening to this podcast. I'm hoping to have Eric back soon. Next week, we will wrap things up. We will talk about the LA series Sunday evening for the Monday podcast, and Eric should be back on. If not, I will be going solo again, but it is my pleasure to have you here. Let's just hope the Astros are able to get rest, come back behind a strong Valdez victory, behind a strong Christian Javier victory on national TV, and take it to the Los Angeles Dodgers on national TV, because you know what they're going to be talking about. The freaking scandal that's going to come up on the broadcast, and I'm going to be so pissed off when they do. So let's just shove it down their throats and let's get a victory. And I want you to go check out my boy Sully at Locked On MLB. I want you to check him out because he's got all the news around Major League Baseball. His name is Sully. His name is Francis Sullivan, but you better just call him Sully. And I'm H-Town Wheelhouse. This is Locked On Astros. Thank you for tuning in. You have a great Friday. Have a wonderful weekend, and God bless America.